The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Wednesday, is the 22nd of Rabiul Awwal 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 27th of May 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar and the 19th of October 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this part, we open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to chapter Al-Yunus, verse 58.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون.
Say, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, in that let them rejoice. It is better than what they accumulate.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It has been narrated from the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, who said, "Refer to the Quran so that your life becomes enriched like the lives of happy people, and your death becomes similar to those of martyrs, and you are saved from the terror on the day of resurrection." For the Quran is surely the world of compassionate Allah, which guards against Satan and favorably balances one's acts during the day of judgment.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees, praise be to His supremacy. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
As previous episode of today's special, we're speaking about waiting for a better tomorrow. Dear friend, according to a tradition from Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, waiting for a better tomorrow is also a form of worship. This formula has nothing mysterious about it. It is based on the well-established laws of nature. When you face some unwanted situation and you become negative, then you are bound to suffer some deprivation. Due to your negativity, you will hinder your intellectual development and you will become discontent with your job. You may even start underperforming and become unwanted by your company. This shortcoming in your performance will lead to a negative result in your life. But if you adopt the formula, you will become stress-free and full of hope. This will make thinking positively a habit. Having a positive nature will surely enhance your skills and make you a more sought-after resources.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this verse, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قِصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In their stories, there are some lessons for the people, for the wise people, for those, for the people of pondering and thoughts. So Allah wants the people of wisdom, the people of the intellectuals, to think, to ponder, and to study about the lives and the history and the about the history of the past people, to see how they were lost and how they went astray and they lost those opportunities that they were in. So this helps us to understand and take care of our today. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 46, says that, "And stop repeating evil things that do not benefit them. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again, this is Surah Al-Hajj, verse 46. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 46, says that God sees walking in nature as the cause of clarity of hearts and understanding of the truth. The next suggestion, the next instruction that we can find in Quranic teachings is this beautiful verse of Surah Al-Hajj, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, walking the nature in the cause of and as the cause of clarity of hearts and understanding of the truth. So being in the nature itself actually inspires you to what you need to do. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
I like this title for this part, and know you, renew your life. Often when we want to start a new page in our life, we tie such a wish to some favorable circumstances in the unknown future, a turnabout in our career, or a special date or event. This postponement is accompanied by the belief that power will come to us at that time to reawaken hope after despair. But this is merely an illusion. Renewal of life springs, above all, from within the self. When life is faced with purpose and insight, there is little danger of succumbing to one's surrounding circumstances, no matter how bitter they may be. The present day you have in your hands, the soul within you, and the smiling or frowning circumstances around you are the foundations from which your future emerges. Prophet Muhammad said, Allah spreads out his hands at night to accept the repentance of those who sin during the day. And he spreads out his hands by day to accept the repentance of those who sin during the night. Thank you very much for joining us. This is today's special. Be with us for knowing about one thing to do right now to make tomorrow a better day, and that is establishing break and silent times. Your mind needs periods of rest to decompress and relieve itself of stress. Otherwise, you'll work yourself to be brink and end up feeling terrible, even if you're squeezing all extra hour of work time. Right now, schedule at least two breaks for yourself and make them a high priority. Don't let yourself work through them or sacrifice them for any reason. Those will serve as your decompression time, giving you something to look forward to and giving you a chance to keep yourself in a healthy frame of mind all day. Silent time, with no active forms of communication running in the background, is also valuable.
Allah says, وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. If those who believe, they come to you, those who believe in our signs, they come to you, meaning they come to seek forgiveness, to start fresh, they come for guidance, tell them, peace be upon you. Allah has written upon Himself, has made it mandatory upon Himself to be merciful. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ He made it binding upon Himself, mandatory upon Himself to forgive. When we have a merciful Lord like this, that He's made it mandatory upon Himself to forgive, to look away, to start fresh, to forgive our sins, how can we have despair? أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحٍ فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ If some of you committed sins out of ignorance, bijahala is not necessarily ignorance, but out of shallow-mindedness, out of forgetfulness, out of ignorance, out of not paying attention, out of not concentrating. مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحٍ And then he repents after that and fixes the problem. فَإِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Allah shall be all merciful. So here, وَأَصْلَح means they fix their problems. Come clean to Allah. Seek forgiveness and fix your problem. Go and do what you have to do. Go and do what you have to do. In the past you didn't pray, now come and pray. In the past you didn't fast, come and fast. You didn't pay khums, now you can pay khums. If you violated people's rights, if you violated people's freedom, if you hurt people, go and fix your problem with others. Let them be satisfied. Let them forgive you and then come clean to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah will start a new page with you inshaAllah.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over. So inshallah, we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought
Hello everyone, let us ponder on a beautiful statement from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Often your utterances and expressions of your face reveal the secrets of your hidden thoughts.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and profound hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Qadim alayhi salam. This hadith is about the knowledge of God. You know, the knowledge of God is one of those subjects which is very tricky, very difficult to understand, and it's something that has been a subject of debate amongst philosophers, amongst theologians, from times immemorial, from a long time ago. And the difficulty of this subject is something that's related to all of its aspects, different aspects. For example, how can God know things before they're created? And so God's pre-knowledge. Then there's the question of whether God's knowledge, what is the nature of this knowledge? Is it, you know, is it in the form of images, like our knowledge is, or is it something very direct and intuitive? You know, so there's various aspects to this discussion. Each of them, you know, should be discussed and should be investigated separately and obviously in its own proper place. We don't want to go into the, you know, the details of this discussion. But in this beautiful hadith, the Imam, alayhi salam, he alludes to one of the aspects of this discussion. And or a few of them, actually. Let's go slowly and let's look at the various aspects of this discussion, of this hadith and what it alludes to. Imam Qadim alayhi salam said, "The knowledge of Allah cannot be defined by where." So in this part of this hadith, the Imam alludes to the fact that this knowledge is not something physical. It's not in a certain place. It's something immaterial. Then the Imam says, nor can Allah's knowledge be described by how. وَلَا يُوسَفُ الْإِلْمِ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِكَيْفِ. Right? Cannot be described by how. You cannot describe it by a certain quality. And it's not a quality of God. It's not like a quality of God. Perhaps this is an allusion to the fact that God's knowledge is not like a property that exists in outside of his essence, but as an attribute of his essence. Right? Like, for example, certain conditions that we undergo, you know, are qualities or properties of us. Or like, for example, like the color of a physical body is the property of that body, right? Like, for example, you say that this apple, how is it? You say it's red, right? God's knowledge cannot be described in such a way. It cannot be said to be similar to this, the redness or the color of this apple. Why? Because this color is something outside of his, of the existence of the apple. Whereas God's knowledge, which is his attribute, is united with him. Perhaps this is why, in continuation, the Imam says, Allah's knowledge cannot be separated from him. La yufradu al-ilmu min Allah. Right? Nor can Allah be distinguished from it, vice versa. Right? They're one with one another. And finally, the Imam says, and there's no barrier between Allah and his knowledge. Right? So this reinforces what we just said, that this knowledge is not like the color of a body. It's not a property which is extraneous to him. It's not a quality that inheres within him. Rather, it's one with his existence. It's united with him and it's identical with his essence, right? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the beauty of the knowledge of Allah in the words of Imam Qadim alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm very glad to tell you that we have again here our brothers from Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and also Fawad Haider Naghawi. So, assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam.
Are you fine, Hussein?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Fawad Haider, how about you?
Salam, I'm fine, sir.
Okay,
how are you?
That's great, that's great. Thank you. And Hassan Nasrullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Everything fine. All right?
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Ali Nasir, are you great?
Alhamdulillah,
well?
Sir.
Well, okay, alhamdulillah. Great. He says alhamdulillah always, and that's the best thing. Alhamdulillah. So, I hope you're fine as well, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us. Please stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. Again, today, inshallah, we will be having another Quranic session, working on Tajweed rules and also having a short explanation about one ayah or two ayat or verses of the Holy Quran. So, Hussein, Hassan, and Ali Nasir and Fawad, today inshallah we'll be talking about ayat 37 of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is a very important ayah, okay? So, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So, let's first listen to this ayah inshallah and then we'll talk about it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
So, did you hear it? That was nice, yes?
Yes.
Okay, we loved it. Alhamdulillah. So, I will recite once. Let's repeat this. Then inshallah we'll talk about it. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه
فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه
إنه هو التواب الرحيم
إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
أحسن ما شاء الله. So when Adam عليه السلام and Eve, they were in the heaven, not the promised heaven, that we said some reasons. Okay, so they didn't have to get close to, they didn't have to approach to a tree that Allah Almighty had assigned. Okay, but they did. So what happened that they did that? فأزلهم الشيطان. Yes. Shaitan tempted them, okay? And so, do you know what did Shaitan tell them? How did Shaitan deceive them and kind of tempt them?
Yes.
How?
He told them, God doesn't want you to be living forever.
To have an eternal life.
So if you eat that,
okay,
you will be eternal.
You will have an eternal life. So Allah doesn't... Look, Shaitan, how does he tempt? How does he kind of... plan, okay, to deceive people. So first, he said that, Shaitan, okay, said, La'natullahi alayhi, said that, oh Adam, okay, look, I really care for you. You're so important to me. Okay, I really care for you, okay? I really want the best for you, okay? Look, when Allah says, do not get close to this, okay? It means that this is something very much important. If you get close to this, you will have two important things. First, you will have an eternal life. Second, you will have an eternal or kind of mulkan la yubla. It means a governance, okay? A kingdom. You have a kingdom, okay, that will never be kind of attacked or kind of things, okay? So never fall down. That kind of kingdom you will have, okay? You will be like a king. You will have a great life, okay? Eternal life and that one. So, look, Allah does not want you because He has eternal life, okay? He does not want you to have that one. So, that's why He does not let you do that. So, first He said that I'm so good, okay? I care for you. Look, He is showing Himself, pretending like He really cares, okay? Shaitan always does this one. You see, a lot of people do this way, okay? Yes. Whenever they want to get something from you, okay? They try to be nice to you, kind to you, okay? They care for you, okay? They do some things for you, they do you favors, okay? And then they finally shoot the arrow. That's it, okay? Yes. These two things. And then also, look, Shaitan said, swore by God, okay? Swore by God that I swear by God that I care for you. This is a message that... Look, people who really want to deceive you, they try to kind of swear as well sometimes. Make sure that don't be deceived, okay, by their swearing, like whatever they do. So that's it. So Iblis did this one, okay? Yes? And Iblis deceived Adam alayhi salam and Eve. So they ate, they touched, and they eat that wheat, okay, that tree, from that tree. And then Allah Almighty said that, oh, go to now to the earth, okay? Stay there, you have time, okay? And then you will go to the heaven, okay, inshallah. But there's one thing, that how did Allah Almighty accept their repentance? Ali Nasir? فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. So what does it mean, Fawad? It means that Adam alayhi salam received certain words he received from Allah Almighty. It was again Allah's blessing. Okay? Yes, Fawad? What were the words, okay? There are two ideas. Look, there's in the other verses of the Quran we study, okay, and another part of the Quran, we have again the story of Adam alayhi salam, that the words that Adam alayhi salam said, what were this? رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. That, oh Lord, we have we have done something bad to ourselves, okay? We have we were being oppressive, okay, to ourselves, okay? وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا, if you do not forgive us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, will be from among the losers, okay? So this was the repentance of Adam alayhi salam, what he said. So then Allah Almighty forgave them. We remember that if someone has the chance to repent, to turn back to Allah Almighty. Tawbah means to turn back to Allah Almighty. If we talk about Tawbah from our side, okay, from the person who makes repentance, it means we return to Allah Almighty. We return from our sins, okay? We're no longer going to do that. Repentance has many steps. It's important, inshallah, if we got time, we'll talk about it. And when we talk about Allah Almighty, who is someone who accepts repentance, that he returns back again. So why does he return back? He returns back from what? He returns back from his
sin.
No, Allah Almighty does not make sin. Ah, the punishments that he was going to punish as well.
Yeah.
Okay, he will return from those punishments. He will no longer punish us. He will forgive us. He will return back to his mercy. He will be no longer like a punishing God, because we have, yeah, this punishing like attribute for Allah Almighty as well. So, وَأَيَقَنْتُ أَنَّكَ أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ فِي مَوْضَعِ الْعَفُوِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَأَشَدُّ الْمُعَاقِبِينَ, the one who punishes the hardest punishment. Okay, so he returns back.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه أرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
Now, فَتَلَقَّ, make sure it is a heavy letter, and also it has a mad, yes? But is the mad Hussein? Is the mad wajib mad or mustahab? Mustahab, no, jaiz. Huh?
No, it is Jais.
Jais, why?
Because Hamza is not in the...
Because Hamza is not?
In the Fatalaqa.
Yeah, in the word Fatalaqa. Hamza is in another word, Fatalaqa Adam. Yeah? Hamza is in another word, and Fatalaqa, that Alif Mad, is in another word. So, we have to pay attention to the Haraful Mad and the Hamza, these two things. Haraful Mad or? Three. Uh-huh. A-E-U, Fatha plus Alif, Kasra plus Ya Sakin, Dhamma plus Waw Sakin. These three are Harful Mad. Okay? If you see any of them plus a Hamza, make sure there is a Mad. But you have to take a look, that if they are both in the same word, in one word, the Mad becomes Wajib. For six counts, you have to straight the sound. Six counts. Alright? But if Harf al-Mad and the reason for Mad Hamza, if they are not in the same word, they are in two separate words, so the Mad you can stretch, you can avoid. Hassan, did you get it?
Yes.
Which is better to do?
Better to do. No, there's no better, no, not worse.
Your choice.
It's just optional. Huh? All right. If you want to make like your recitation more beautiful, straight this up. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ. You can stretch. Beautify your voice. That's it. Okay? فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. كَلِمَاتٍ تَنْوِين plus فَافَ from the rest of the letters.
إِخْفَافَ.
فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِن رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. There is no other rule. Innahu, make sure oo sound. That's all about this ayah. So the explanation, make sure inshallah. Again, I repeat, refer to Tafasir book for more information, for detailed information, okay? And also practice the tajweed rules. Fawad, any question?
No.
Hussein?
No.
Hassan?
No.
Ali Nasir?
No.
No question?
I have a question. So how do we do tawbah if we want to say those five names?
Make Allah Almighty forgive me. Simple as that. The best tawbah is not to do that sin again.
If he does a sin again.
It means you have not really repented. So Allah is forgiving, but make sure, okay? Don't make Allah Almighty angry. So thank you, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Inshallah, we'll continue our sessions in the next coming sessions. Stay with us. Make sure you stay with IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools. So, thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. أَفَتُرَاكَ سُبْحَانَكَ يَا إِلَهِي وَبِحَمْدِكَ تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا صَوْتَ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ سُجِنَ فِيهَا بِمُخَالَفَتِهِ وَذَاقَ طَعْمَ عَذَابِهَا بِمَعْصِيَتِهِ وَحُبِسَ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا بِجُرْمِهِ وَجَرِيرَتِهِ Brothers and sisters, we have reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication, in which
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the believers, states, أَفَتُرَاكَ سُبْحَانَكَ يَا إِلَهِي وَبِحَمْدِكَ. Can't you see yourself? Glory be to you, my Allah. And yours is the praise. تَسْمَعُ فِيهَا صَوْتَ عَبْدٍ مُسْلِمٍ سُجِنَ فِيهَا بِمُخَالَفَتِهِ. Hearing within the fire of the hell the voice of a slave surrendered to you and imprisoned there because of his violations. وَذَاقَ طَعْمَ عَذَابِهَا بِمَعْصِيَتِهِ. Suffering the pangs of its torment because of his disobedience. وَحُبِسَ بَيْنَ أَطْبَاقِهَا بِجُرْمِهِ وَجَرِيرَتِهِ. Confined within its levels because of his sin and crime. وَهُوَ يَضِجُّ إِلَيْكَ ضَجِيجَ مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ. While he laments before you with the lament of the one hopeful for your mercy. وَيُنَادِيكَ بِلِسَانِ أَهْلِ تَوْحِيدِكَ. He calls upon you with the tongue of those who profess your oneness. وَيَتَوَسَّلُ إِلَيْكَ بِرُبُوبِيَتِكَ. He entreats you by your lordship. In this part, the commander of the believers is describing the state of the person who is imprisoned in the different levels of fire of hell because of his disobedience, because of his sins and crimes. But he is still hopeful of Almighty Allah's mercy. مُؤَمِّلٍ لِرَحْمَتِكَ, this part says. He is lamenting, but the lament of the one who is hopeful for Almighty Allah's mercy. There is a divine tradition that reads, O son of Adam, I did not set up this fire except for the disbeliever, the stingy, the cursed by parents, the hinderer of zakat payment, the adulterer, the unlawful seller, the forgetter of Qur'an, the annoyer of the neighbors, but those of them who repent, believe, and do good. So this tradition continues, My servants, have mercy on yourselves, because your bodies are weak, the journey is long, and the load is heavy. The path is exact, the fire is burning, the caller is the blower archangel, and the judge is the Lord of the worlds.
My Lord, glory and praise be to you. Would you disregard the voice of a Muslim slave imprisoned in hell for his disobedience and imprisoned within its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds? Crying out to you the cries of one who has faith in your mercy, and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity, and seeking to approach you by means of your epithet.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here,
feeling so good about all the things that we went. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, as you listened to this divine tradition, we saw that even those ones who have committed unlawful crimes, who have been stingy, who have been disbelievers, even the ones who have hindered the payment of zakat, but they have believed, they have truly repented, Almighty Allah will show His mercy to them as well. Someone intended to go on a travel, and he told Hatam al-Asam, give me some advice. So Hatam al-Asam said, if you want a friend, know that Almighty Allah suffices for you. He continued, if you want a companion, the two illustrious angels suffice for you. If you want a lesson, this world suffices for you. He said, if you want an associate, Quran suffices for you. If you want a job, worshipping suffices for you. If you want a preacher, death suffices to you. And if these things suffice you, then the purgatory suffices for you. In fact, dear listeners, each of these phrases of Hatim al-Asam mentioned in this tradition and in this interesting advice can be expanded. The part where he says, if you want an associate, the Holy Quran suffices for you, we have learned from the traditions and in fact the lifestyle of the Ahlul Bayt, how important the Holy Quran is. The honorable daughter of the Holy Prophet had a strong intimacy with the Holy Quran that Salman reports, the Holy Prophet sent me to Fatima's house for doing something. I waited a little at the door till she saluted me. I heard her reciting the Holy Quran and grinding something without having someone to serve her. So, that's why we say that the Ahlul Bayt are the vicegerents of the Holy Quran. Ahlul Bayt's culture is the most perfect moral, ideological, and socio-political and scientific culture. Unfortunately, a large section of which has been compiled by the believing Shi'i narrators. In fact, this very divine Kumail supplication we're discussing is one of those. And the practice of this culture of the Ahlul Bayt, reflected in their words and in this radiant Kumail supplication, will ensure good life in this world and the hereafter. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosrow Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr.
He was born in Qadhimiyya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Shahruddin was...
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see...
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhide kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is The Teacher, an introduction into the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia scholars and ulama all across the world of Islam. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the faqih Mutakallim and one of the main authors of the 14th century Hijra, who was based in the city of Najaf, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan al-Muzaffar. We can say the author of the magnum opus Dalail al-Sidq lil-Nahj al-Haq. Sheikh Ziyaniya, let's start with you, brother. Give us some information about the early life of Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Muzaffar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sheikh Muhammad Hassan al-Muzaffar was born in 1301 according to lunar calendar in Najaf al-Ashraf. And his father, Sheikh Muhammad, was one of the scholars in Najaf. And, you know, his family, they all were integrated in Islamic studies and they were, you know, involved in this field. And we may say that he was from an scholar family. We should say that... Al-Muzaffar is one of the big tribes in Iraq. And we should know that this man, this scholar, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Al-Muzaffar, after a while of studying in Islamic Seminary of Najaf, came to a position that late Ayatollah Agha Buzurg Tehrani, the author of Al-Dhari'ah, talking about him, said that Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Al-Muzaffar is... one of the great scholars of Al-Muzaffar. Okay. And we should know that he is not the only scholar in this tribe. Yes, yes. We have others like Marhum Muhammad Rida Al-Muzaffar.
We produced one program on him.
Yes.
Okay.
The one that is known as one of the great scholars who were trying to renovate the Islamic studies in Najaf al-Ashraf.
And organize the Hausa books in the new method. That's
yes.
Right. Okay.
By the way, late Ayatollah Muhammad Hassan al-Muzaffar started his studies in Najaf al-Ashraf. He got benefit from late Marhum Muhammad Kazim al-Khurasani, namely known as Akhund al-Khurasani, for a short time. And mainly he got benefited from Sheikh Ali Jawahiri and late Sheikh al-Sharia Isfahani, rahmatullah alayhi. And this is important that... Sheikh al-Sharia Isfahani and Agha Buzurg Tehrani, they gave permission of riwayat to Sheikh Muhammad Hassan al-Muzaffar. And you know, this permission of riwayat means that the scholar authorized the student to be able to narrate a hadith from different resources for other people.
That's right.
After a while, he was a mujtahid. Mujtahid means the person who is prominent to drive out the ahkam and rulings from ayat and riwayat.
Yes.
And about some rulings, he had exceptional, you know, ideas.
That's right.
You know, that these ideas were different from the scholars at his time. That it shows the, you know, open mind of the scholars that they discuss.
Okay.
And may they come to different results and different, you know, ideas that may be, you know, not compatible with the other scholars.
That's right. For example, marriage with Ahlul Kitab, or for example, moon sighting upon the